We have a cyberspace question from webtv.net of a cyber cadet who sometimes feels the top of his head is not there and it's filled with expansive light. And he's asking, is this super consciousness? Yes, this is known as Satchitananda, a state that everyone on the planet should be in one time or another, preferably every day. And yes, this is super consciousness, but there is one great caution. When we have a high superconscious experience, especially if we do not have a strong philosophical foundation, there is a reaction of going that much the other way, into anger, into lust, or disruptive areas of the mind. So I would like you to get the new book that's just been released, How to Become a Hindu, and read it very carefully. A question from a cyberspace cadet from Providence, Connecticut, University Library, wants to know if some of the millions of deities that aren't worshipped and are not popular to Hindus of today are actually, what is their function? They work behind what is mystically known as behind the veil. They're not known because they don't want to be known. Their duties are different than those who are popular and known and more in the background and facilitating many, many unseen things that make our lives go smoothly. And you ask about animal sacrifice and invoking the deities. That is a form of worship that has been going on the planet for hundreds and hundreds of years by people who live below the Muladhara chakra in the instinctive world of anger, self-preservation, jealousy, and the lower realms of consciousness, to appease the Asuric forces. And even Lord Ganesha said in one of his letters, that is a realm beyond my reach.